USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
She says she's a yes. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski announcing in a rare Saturday Senate session that she will support the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
I will vote no on the procedural votes ahead of us, but yes to confirm Judge Barrett when the question before us is her qualification to be an associate justice on the Supreme Court.
Murkowski and Maine Senator Susan Collins had said they didn't believe the Senate should be taking up the confirmation process so close to the general election. A full confirmation vote on Judge Barrett is expected on Monday. Two top advisors to Vice President Mike Pence have tested positive for the coronavirus. Senior political advisor Marty Obst and Chief of Staff Mark Short both tested positive on Saturday and are in quarantine. Pence and his wife Karen tested negative on Saturday, and the Vice President's office says he will maintain his schedule, even as Short is considered to be a close contact with Pence. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New research from the University of Washington says that nearly 130,000 American lives could be saved if we all just wore our masks. The new data from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington estimates that the U.S. is on track to hit 385,000 deaths from COVID-19 by February of next year. They say that number could be cut if 95% of the population just wears masks. Epidemiologist Dr. Ali Mukdad is one of the researchers working on that model. He tells CNBC that changing our behavior as we head inside for the winter will make all the difference.
We need to change our behaviors and give science and scientists a chance to find a vaccine and a drug for this COVID-19, for the virus. So meanwhile, what we can do is wear your mask, watch your distance, wash your hands, basic public health and basic prevention in order to get out of it with less damage as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A Texas fire chief is in hot water for posing next to a woman wearing cold sushi.
San Antonio officials are reviewing the actions of Fire Chief Charles Hood after photos went public in which he was standing next to a scantily clad woman at another firefighter's party. The 50th birthday party was held at a family home. The fire chief explains that as he walked in the front door, he came across a lady wearing sushi, raw fish. So he stopped and posed to take a picture, adding it would be like taking a picture with a flamenco dancer in Vegas or even a professional sports cheerleader. Chief Hood has offered an apology to anyone who was offended by the photos. He's been fire chief since 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The FBI reminding people over the weekend that scams continue to surface to rip off consumers. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
In a Saturday tweet from the FBI Las Vegas office, the Bureau identified three red flags you will see in a scam: demanding payment via gift cards, wire transfers, internet currency, or by mailing cash to resolve an issue, creating a sense of urgency that it must be handled now, and demanding secrecy from you in handling the problem. If any of these come up in a phone, email, or other private message conversation, disconnect and contact your local law enforcement office for assistance. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And Saturday was a busy day on the college gridiron. Number 1 Clemson, number 2 Alabama, number 3 Notre Dame, and number 5 Ohio State all rolled to easy wins. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.